You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. A busy weekend, which really, I guess, began on Friday. We had a homegoing celebration for Tommy Greening up in Cleveland at Pace Stancil. And I saw a few of you there. What struck me the most about that celebration was the number of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It was like you had walked into a school auditorium. There were so many kids. What a legacy Tommy left behind. And I mentioned in my homily at that service that the thing that Tommy's life left to her children and grandchildren is the very subject matter that we're talking about today, as we lit the Advent candle of peace, because peace and harmony filled that sanctuary, that chapel there at Pace Stancil, and it truly was a celebration of a homegoing. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent. I know it seems like we just got started in the Advent season, but here we are 4 weeks in. And Christmas Eve is only two short days away. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping, just skip it until next year, because it's here. Ready or not, here it comes. And you know, I think it's a blessing to us as a church family that this Sunday, in God's perfect timing, we lit the Advent candle of peace. And I say that for a number of reasons. First of all, peace is the result of the entire Christmas story. Now, I know some churches like to put love at the end, and love is important. But I think the thing that we all crave is the result of the hope and the love and the joy. The thing that we crave is the peace that it all brings when it comes together. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His Son to the world to redeem humanity and reconcile us back to Him. After all these millennia of sin and sickness and death, God gave us Jesus to repair all of that. The divine became human in the manger so that He could prepare the way for the human to return to the divine. And that divine reconciliation of fallen humanity with Creator God is the very thing that brings us that down to our soul peace. Peace within. God's perfect peace. That peace that passes all human understanding. The second point is that the light of Christ has been radiating peace into the world since before recorded time began. Since before Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not even one thing came into being. and what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You know who wrote that? John, yes. John chapter 1, verse 1. It's a rewriting of the Genesis story. John writes in chapter 14, verse 27, "My peace I give to you," Jesus says, "not as the world gives to you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You see, that statement in John 14 is eternal truth. And it's especially evident in the coming of Christ to the world. The coming of Christ to the world to meet every human need. The coming of Christ to the world to meet every human need because he so loved the world. Do you see how the peace is the result of all the other attributes of Christ's coming? Because he so loved the world, because he so loved us that he wanted to give us, finally, at long last, that thing that we all crave, peace. Third thing, the light of Christ coming into the world as a newborn baby, as the manifestation of the love light of God radiating from a new life, which reminds us that with God, all things are made new. The cycle of human life as we exist now here in this fallen and broken world, beginning with birth and ending in death, that whole process becomes less a finite journey and more a brief sojourn, a temporary stay. If we will only look to the hope and the promise made possible by the coming of Christ into the world. Because Christ blesses. Hear me now. Christ blesses. Christ illuminates. Christ sparks joy that transcends the physical, the natural, and enters the realm of the metaphysical, the supernatural. You see, this life that we're journeying through is more than just about us. Christ sets our hearts to singing a new song. It's not the same old refrain when Christ enters the picture. Christ connects our hearts to the heart of God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit transports us into the midst of the Trinity, where we join the heavenly host singing. And what are they singing? Scripture tells us, our liturgy tells us, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." That's a heavenly refrain that the heavenly host is singing. And when we meet Christ face to face, we'll be singing it too. And you won't need words up on a screen to know the words. They will be a part of who you are. And lest you think your entire time from that moment into eternity is just one big choir rehearsal, think again, because you are going to be the ultimate multitaskers. You'll be doing all that singing while you're also engaged in other things. Because there are no boundaries for you in that spiritual home that we are all destined for as believers in Christ. Now, there's a passage in Luke that speaks to this supernatural, song-inspiring power of Christ in our gospel message for today, from Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 39. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that Elizabeth had also conceived a son, who we come to find out if we read is John the Baptist. And scripture says that Mary didn't waste a minute. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country, straight to Zechariah's house, and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leaped with joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she sang out exuberantly, "You are so blessed among women, and the babe in your womb also blessed. And why am I so blessed that the mother of my Lord visits me today?" The moment the sound of your greeting entered my ears, the babe in my womb skipped like a lamb for sheer joy. Blessed woman who believed what God said, believed every word would come true. You see, Mary, when she goes and visits Elizabeth, the second she says, "Hi, Elizabeth, it's me, Mary," the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. Because the Holy Spirit inspiration of Christ at that moment in Mary's womb causes joy to overflow from everyone who comes into contact with him. That is the power of Christ in the world. The overflow of hope and love and joy, which always results in the perfect peace of Christ. You see, the light of Christ that Scripture speaks about can't ever be extinguished. It's infinite. And the blessings and the joy that it brings are also infinite. And they're also infinitely contagious, spreading the hope and the love and the joy and the peace and the new life and the new song. And the new song spontaneously breaks out like the light that spreads through the darkness. Elizabeth's joyous song spreads with the filling of the Holy Spirit, which generates in Mary a new song. She sings what has become known as the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. It's beautiful. You just have to hear it to believe it. This is what she sings. And I realize In these songs, and that's what they are, songs of praise and worship. Granted, you're not going to have a whole lot of rhyming. You're not going to be jamming to the beat. But what they speak to your soul is nothing short of meeting God in the throne room. Listen to this. "My soul magnifies the Lord," Mary sings. "And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Think about that last verse. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever. See, here's the thing, church. Mary's song is your song too. The promises of God, the hope, the love, the joy, and yes, the peace of Christ are yours as believers on the one who brings them. His promises are true. His gifts are certain if you are willing to receive them. Next time we meet will be the culmination of Advent, the coming of Christ into the world. Right here, 6:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And we will have the opportunity to celebrate the coming of Christ into the world. Now, I mentioned when we first got in, before we even started on Advent 1, the first Sunday of Advent, that my heart's desire at the beginning of every Advent season is that we share the season together. A Christ-filled Christmas celebrated by a Christ-filled church, the family of God gathered together to worship the head of the church, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I think we've accomplished that. I feel we have accomplished that. Not on our own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit that moves in us. And so what I'd like to do on Christmas Eve is end this Advent season together by proclaiming the new song of hope, the new song of love, the new song of joy and peace for our future as the body of Christ in motion in this community. It's a future that is bright and full and abundant because of our blessed Savior. And so I think, like the angels and the heavenly host, we rightly sing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that means mankind, by the way. Peace on earth because of Jesus the Son. And we just call it Christmas. Isn't that amazing? We're almost there. Come Christmas Eve, we'll light the Christ candle, we'll pass the light of Christ, we'll sing hymns of praise, all Christmas hymns. We'll have a great time in worship. Won't take that much time out of whatever you have planned with your family, but I hope you will come and bring family with you. Because all the rest of it, presents under the tree, Christmas dinner, all that stuff. Although it has great meaning, means nothing without Christ. This is the reason that we celebrate. Come be a part of it. 45 minutes tops. I hope to see you there. It would do all of our hearts good to worship together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you'll stand as we sing the next song, O Come, All You
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.